Hi guys, hope you're all good. I hope everyone's doing well. This is what a bonus episode
would be.
We thought we'd do something a little bit different this time. So
as we're looking
at you in your eyes.
Yeah.
But this is just a round off season two. So we thought we'd just do something fun where you guys could like get to know us a bit more. Mm-hmm. We're gonna play some games, we're gonna have some conversations, a little bit of banter, a little bit of wine, you know, you know.
You're gonna see a different side to us.
Yeah, we wanted that to happen. So shout out to everyone who's been rocking with us throughout season two, but we're gonna get to that a bit more throughout the episode.
Should we do some introductions, girls?
Let's introduce ourselves.
So hi guys, my name is Jennifer, Jenny, Jen, I answer to all.
Bianca, that's it.
Queen B.
Bianca, Queen B. Yeah,
no Beyonce today, nah.
No. The episode has just started, girl. Okay.
Anyways,
yeah, you did.
It's Shade or Shade, whichever one rocks your boat. And thanks for joining us on this cute little bonus episode.
So,
let's get into it. First of all, guys, what's been going on? Like, give us a quick update of what's been going on.
Such a wide question. Couple of weeks
because a lot has gone on.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can talk about our event that happened.
Yeah.
I guess we could talk about that first because
Boss Girl
which
Brunch.
Went really great.
It did. Yeah. So Boss Girl Brunch was last week. 2 weeks ago now, actually. Wow, time flies. It was such a lovely event. The community vibe. The girls actually really enjoyed it. They were open, they were honest, and we had some great conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah, it went really well. Only downside was it was a bit chilly.
A little bit.
UK, you can never ever plan anything in the UK because literally it could say sun and it could snow. Exactly. So we're even grateful it didn't rain.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
The fact that it didn't rain and it wasn't like unbearably cold. It was just chilly.
Exactly.
Just and like, the sun did pop out at some parts.
It did. Yeah. And I remember when the sun came out, everyone was like, we need the sun. As soon as the sun came out, we were all so happy. Like everyone just started taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
But
guys, let's talk about the behind the scenes because a lot went on.
Let's not talk about all the cute stuff.
Let's talk about real stuff.
So first of all, thank you to everyone for coming. And also, we should actually, by now. So we'll have the video. We can put the link in our description, actually. Mm-hmm. The video of like just a short little 3-minute clip of how the event went. And if you don't follow us on social media, we're going to be posting some pictures. Probably already have at this point. So
yeah,
follow us and and check it out. But... Woo, ciao.
Oh my God. I think there's a lot to mention, but let's just say that to plan an event is not easy. A lot can go wrong, no matter how much you plan.
No matter how meticulous you are.
You can think about every single detail from A to B to C to D and so forth, but something will always go wrong.
Yeah. So that morning, actually, oh God, Bianca. Bianca gave us a call, what, 7?
Yeah, like 7 a.m.
7 a.m. I'm thinking, okay, maybe she wants to, I don't know, pray for us or something like that. No. This girl's like, guys,
our food has not arrived. I'm like, what? I think I was at my limit because I hadn't slept that night.
Yeah.
So I was just, I had been in the kitchen since like 4:35. Fried chicken. And I was just like, you know, I was waiting for the food to arrive. I had to set everything out. So basically, we ordered food to come. The food was actually supposed to come on the Friday, 2 days before the event. It didn't come. They said it'll come Sunday morning. So I was like, you know what? It's kind of close. But if you're coming out Sunday at 6 a.m., it's fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's the first, if my delivery is the first one on the day, nothing can go wrong.
Yeah.
Tutus now. I'm like, 7 o'clock. I'm like, where is this delivery? I'm checking my email. It's like, delivery has been cancelled. I'm like, what? So I'm going mad. I'm thinking, nah. Because this is like the main food, like the main course. And also some of the dessert. Basically, almost all of the food.
Yeah.
Basically. So I'm just like, okay. So I was like, I have to call Shade Jennifer because I can't even stop right now to sort this up because I was cooking food.
Yeah.
So it's not like I could run out and do what I couldn't do anything. So I was like, guys, they will tell you how frantic I was about. I was crying because I was so tired. I was so tired. It just had been such a long weekend for me. So I was just like, this is the last thing I needed. And the girls will also tell you I'm very like a meticulous planner.
Yes, so she is.
I know based on like events that have happened in the past and events I've planned, nothing that, I wouldn't say things go wrong, but things, not everything you envisioned happens for the event. That's the way I will put it. So I'm very open to that. But that was the last straw for me because I was so tired. I was out of it. So Jennifer, thank God, literally while I'm on the phone to her, like,
I was getting ready.
She was getting clothes on. Yeah. She was getting clothes on.
The thing is, guys, I feel like as a Virgo as well, you know, we're planners as well. Not to your extent, to be honest with you, but we are Virgos and we're planners. So I feel like during that time, the sort of person I am is, I can't let this.
How can you fix it?
Fall flat. This, like, how can I fix it? So that's why I just started getting ready and I'm like, okay, let's go to, we went to local Tesco.
You went to like three, four different
Jen and I were on the phone as she was running.
I was taking all the pineapples from all the Tesco. They were looking at me like, what is this girl doing?
It was on a Sunday morning.
It was very bad. So, and obviously that kind of like, lagged things a little bit behind. We weren't too behind on the day.
Yeah.
But like, for example, we served food in pineapple bowls. So we had to cut every pineapple, like 15 pineapples in half.
Shout out to our helpers, you know.
Yeah, they did a great job. They really did.
So that really helped. But obviously that was supposed to be done even before Sunday because it was supposed to arrive a few days before. So there was a lot of things that happened. We were rushing about, but considering what happened, you know, Jen ended up coming to my house. She was there just running around in her house clothes. She dropped the stuff off. Then she forgot something, I think. She got back to the shop, came back. Like, it was just, I was like, thank you, Jen, because Jen saw me. I was literally in my house clothes, in my bonnet, just coming out of the kitchen. So it was helpful. Like, even the other thing that went wrong with the wine that went wrong as well. We ordered wine that didn't come on time.
Shade
sorted that out.
Do you know what? It all worked out. That's the most important thing.
It did. So
apart from Boss Girl Brunch Girls, what else is going on in your lives? Quick updates before we start playing our game.
Well, I guess by the time it comes out, it would have already been implemented. The whole six person rule guideline by the government, because it messed up all my plans.
For your birthday.
I don't know if you guys remember, I said in my previous episode that I was going to turn 25. I was really excited about it. Had everything planned and here we are. How am I going to
know what? The government is actually freestyling at this point. They literally are.
I think... I mean, I've said it throughout the summer, even though I've been having enjoyment, but I said throughout the summer,
enjoyment.
I said the only reason why restaurants are open right now, why gyms are open, etc., is because of money.
They're using us.
The whole eat out, help out was not a nice thing to do. It was just to push the economy to get 100%. It rolling again. Yeah.
So I don't feel like they did it because they feel like it's safer.
No.
I think they were just like, we need money. July, August, we boosted the economy a little bit back up. Now they're basically sending us in our houses, although saying you can't. And then, you know, this whole thing of like, the numbers have spiked back up because of young people. You told us that we could get 50% off our meal. What do you expect? You think we're not going to go on young food? Of course we are. Like, come on. Especially like young people going to the gym, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. And then it's summer as well. So you actually quarantine finished just as summer was starting. So you can imagine people are just like, what's the motive?
And the thing is, I do understand, like, from the health side and safety side, I do understand if there are spikes, something needs to be done, but it just doesn't make sense right now. Only six people at gatherings, but yet people can still go to school, people can still go to work. Like, there's not much clarity. It's all money.
And there isn't, I don't think they're quite clear on what they're doing themselves.
But anyways,
you, Bianca, what's going on? Life update.
I was telling Jen this week. Don't shoot me, Don't call me stupid.
Oh gosh, I know what she's gonna say.
I bought a ticket to Afro Nation. Like, I was like, what? I was like, no. But when they announced Chris Brown, I was
let's hope he.
So do you know what?
Anyways, I have no words.
This is my thing. My thing is, I'm buying the ticket. I bought the ticket with the risk. Like, I know it may not happen again next year. If I go in 2022, then I go in 2022. It is what it is. Like, I'm just happy
I went when it actually popped. I took that risk because a lot of people are like, oh, it's going to be another Fyre Festival. It's not going to happen.
No.
I took the risk. I went, I lived my life, but I'll not be going again. Yeah. I'm just glad I had that experience.
But to be fair, I've been to Afro Nation in Ghana. So I went to the one in Ghana.
That wasn't,
you know what? I enjoyed it. Really? I enjoyed Ghana, but maybe because I had a different experience, because I wasn't like in, I didn't really go with, like, I wasn't in the crowds because of, I went with my brother-in-law's sister. So we were in like, I spent the whole of my time at Foundation in the VIP area section.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
So, no, no, no.
Look
but,
at you. Sorry.
I'm not claiming it. I'm saying it's not me. It's because of family members et cetera. So I didn't really get to, like, for my experience there having drinks, it was just an experience because I got to, you know, I got to chill. I got to sit down when I wanted to, you know, stuff like that. But with this one, next Portugal's one, me and my friend are like, we're trying to live our best life before we're 30 because we've got 2 years left. So okay. I'm 28 like, in a couple months. I'm just like, you know what? It's not that I'm not going to live my best life after 30, but I think there's certain things I want to take off my list to do before I'm 30. And one of these festival holidays is definitely after 30, you ain't catching me at these things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Fair enough.
I want to be on yachts after 30. That's it. So,
yes.
So yeah, I thought, so if it happens next year, it happens. If it doesn't,
someone's already said Afro Nation might even be on Zoom.
Not on
Zoom.
Wow. Not on Zoom.
You
but
never know how this world is going.
I feel like it was just the way they treated the customers. I feel like the actual event itself actually banged.
Yeah, no, it was a great event.
The organisation was done. Most of the artists, 99.9% of the artists that were on the bill were there.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like it's just the corona thing and the way they're handling that. But I think once the event happens, it will bang. Because everyone literally, as soon as they announced Chris Brown, the comments were like, take my money, take my money. Yeah. I was like, what happened to giving my money back?
Could just be sold just because
it's
of one
crazy
artist.
So we'll see what happens. We'll but see. What about you, Shade?
Like, I have nothing interesting. Mine's not exciting as you guys.
Are you sure?
Actually, I went to Tashi's yesterday for the first time. Buff restaurant, 10 out of 10, and I'll be going again. So I'm thinking of going for my birthday, for my 26th in a couple of months.
26.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing that because the food was, I genuinely enjoyed it. Like, it was 10 out of 10.
Things about them.
Really, really good food. Horrible area. I don't know why.
Tarshish is like, it's by Wood Green Station.
It's just
I don't know.
Even from the outside, it looks horrible.
The whole area is a mess. Nice. Yeah, even leading up to it, it's
that, like that bit.
Sorry for anyone that lives in Wood Green, my bad.
Yeah, sorry. No, and the area stinks as well. Sorry, it did stink. But yeah, so
I'm so done.
Wow. But yeah, no. So apart from that, that's really it. Work is cool. I'm kind of job hunting small at the moment because you know I want more money.
Yes.
But yeah, apart from that, life's good.
Cool.
Right, should we play some music?
So, guys,
right.
Before we start, I forgot to say we are sponsored. Oh, yes. I always wanted to say this. We are sponsored by
Brain Food. Let me do a little situation.
How did you say it, Jen?
She said Brain Food.
Hold on.
I thought it was Brain
Food. Oh, it's food.
It's food.
Oh,
it's Brain Food.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Brain Food, we're sponsored by
Black owned. They believe in, you know, all things natural caffeine.
It's vitamin and energy. All of that.
They were at our event.
Yeah,
so thank you so much.
Thank you.
They gave each guest one. Yeah. So that was great. So
so sponsored by that vitamin energy drink.
I mean, I like energy. So I need all the energy that I need.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So guys, we're gonna play a little game. We're gonna play who did what. So in this bag, we have six items or pieces of paper screwed up, and each piece of paper has something that one person out of the three of us has done. Someone has to read it out, and we have to guess who did it. If you guess the wrong person, you have to take a shot. Okay, so
what's
that's
the shot of?
The shot, don't worry what the shot is, okay? But it's
they
a shot of alcohol. That's all you need to know. Mind your business. So,
we're
going to screw it up. So, Shana, you can go first.
I hope I don't pick up mine, but even if I do,
put it back in.
No, but then you guys will then know that's mine.
No, because we
won't.
Scrunch it back up.
It's fine.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's go.
And this is mine.
Okay.
Okay. So.
What does it say?
Oh, eat ham and chocolate. Who on earth? Bianca.
What? Okay, first of all.
Because you're laughing.
No, I was laughing because you were laughing. Okay, Shana, you think it's me?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's Shana. Jennifer. Hmm? Who do you think? Okay, I can't think it's Jennifer now.
I think it is.
Oh, so it's Jennifer.
I think it is Shade.
Oh, then it's you then, because it's not me.
I used to. I was a child. I ate ham and chocolate together.
That is disgusting.
Anyway, sorry. I'm going to take a shot, Jennifer. You gotta take a shot. Because we got the answer wrong. We said Sade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot.
Oh, there you go, Jim. Oh, you have yours there.
Mm.
I can't even reach. Oh,
that was it. Okay, my turn. Okay. We're rounding up, guys, so we've got to do this quickly.
All right, cool.
Before Brent kicks us out. We're almost done.
Look at him just crossing his eyes.
Oh, for goodness sake. Snuck out at night when my parents were sleeping to meet my ex. That's Sade. It's got Sade written all over it. 100%.
I have a feeling.
100%. Sade. That's
Sade. I feel like it's Bianca.
I think.
Actually.
First of all,
Bianca.
I do everything with Vim. If I go out to meet someone, quick. My parents will know.
The way you were so quick.
No, Sade. 100% Sade.
I think it's Bianca.
This one is the pastor's child here. She snuck out.
Why are you? First of all, you're judging me when it's not even me. When it's not even me.
Wait, who was it then?
So was it you? You think it's Sade? Okay, so whoever it was, put your hand up.
It was me, yeah.
There
it was
we
me.
Go.
Okay.
Okay, go on. So I'm Jennifer.
So...
No, but Jen, wait, you said Bianca.
You said Bianca, you got to take a shot, girl.
Take another one.
Take a hand out.
Yeah, I thought you guys didn't hear that.
You got to take a shot.
You tried to style it out as well, Jen.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Cool, your turn.
Where is it? Oh.
Today would be nice.
You are so cheeky.
Okay, so... stripped naked and ran around the streets as Paris.
As what?
Stripped naked and ran around the streets as Paris.
Okay. You know what?
I don't understand you have...
That's definitely you, Bianca, but yeah, let's try and read it. Stripped naked and ran around...
First of all... Did you say
Ren is so shaky.
Oh my
gosh.
Did you
just hear what Ren said? Wow. Ren said
it's a and ran around the street as... Oh, as a dare. So
I
that
think
was
it's Jennifer.
Defe Bianca.
Fine, it was me.
I
was a child again. This is all my adolescence years, guys.
Were you
I was like
naked,
eight,
naked?
Seven. I was like seven.
Okay, fair
I was
enough.
Fully naked.
Wow.
I just ran like around the house and then like around my house. Wow. And
Jen, what was your guess? You've been real quiet.
You've been real quiet. Okay.
Well, no, obviously you're going to say Bianca.
Wait, who did she guess? She guessed me, right?
She didn't guess.
I didn't guess.
Oh, Jennifer.
We're not playing this thing right, you know.
We are playing it right.
I'm just telling you, got a guess.
And I don't feel like I should drink another one because I already had two.
Okay.
So.
You better get it right then, girl.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Today would be nice.
I'm so done.
Join the dating app. Oh my God, that has to be Jen because Jen, Jennifer. We said wild things.
Jennifer.
This is not wild.
Jennifer.
Can I just say?
This is not
Jennifer.
Wild.
Jennifer.
Definitely.
Actually,
Jennifer.
So are you, that's your answer, yeah?
Yes, we know it's
okay,
you.
You're right. But can I just say, that's a big thing.
Okay, okay. So some people,
that's
it might
major.
Be. It might
really?
Be.
That's a big step to
I hear
take.
That story.
Sorry. Join. So I'm not on it now, by the way. So.
Oh, you know, why are you not on it now?
I was about to say,
Jen.
Any bachelors out there? What app is it, Jen?
I'm
kind of like, I joined the dating app as well, then I
well,
didn't.
Well, okay. Snapped a boy in school because he's spoke in my face. I got sent to isolation. Who would that be?
No, that sounds like Bianca. You're wild.
Okay, wow. First of all, yeah. Just because I got mouth doesn't mean I'm violent in it. It's two different things.
I am not violent.
I think it's Bianca, actually.
I think it's Sade.
No, I changed my answer. Maybe Sade.
I think Sade.
I think Bianca.
I think Sade. Okay. Well, the real...
So, anyways, let's just say... Yep,
stand up. Who did it? Who was it?
Me!
Oh, wow. Sade, you! Okay.
I'm not a violent person, but he really annoyed me.
Really?
He really did.
Sade. Sade.
I'm not like this anymore. This was like year 10.
Okay.
All right. For God's sake, why?
Oh my gosh,
year
10 was literally like 10 years ago. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Can I put this back?
No, it's the last one. You got to read it out.
I can't.
What do you mean?
What?
You got to read
it out. Well, now it's only year 10.
Are you sure?
Yes,
it's the last one.
Oh, okay. But hold on, are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm reading this game. I don't understand.
It's empty.
Oh, shit.
That's the last one. You gotta read it out, girl.
I feel sorry for whoever, and I just ripped it. Okay, hitched a car with a random stranger. Oh, okay. I thought I said something in the countryside.
Pardon? You hitched the car in the countryside.
Yeah.
Oh, with a random
Jennifer. Lady.
So it's obviously you, Jen.
Jen. How did you do that, girl? I don't know if I would do that, you know.
Tell us about that.
All I will say is Duke of Edinburgh.
Okay.
They
yeah,
make you do crazy things.
At one point, yeah. Okay.
Why didn't I do that?
And I wanted to meet
I was
the
in
Duke.
Trouble, so I wasn't allowed to go.
But I didn't okay. pass, so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I didn't pass, man. No, I didn't.
That was an interesting game, guys.
That actually was.
Who took the most shots? I feel like equally, we and Jen took like 2 each. I don't know. Anyways, so on to the next part. I think, Shadow, you got this one.
Yeah.
Of our, I think this is the last part now. I'm just going to round up a little bit and get more serious.
Yes. Hmm. So, yeah, that was a little fun icebreaker. But yeah, okay. So, guys, as we round up, couple of questions I want you guys to ask. So mm-hmm. the first one is, what's been the biggest lesson that you've learned in 2020?
Ooh, who's that question for?
That's for any of you okay. can answer that.
Jen, do you want to go
ahead? So I'll say the biggest one I've learned this year is as much as you might plan, as much contingency plans that you might have, sometimes it just doesn't go that way. And that's okay. And I think for me, it was definitely a hard pill to swallow because so many things went wrong, no matter how much I tried. And I felt like, gosh, the way I envisioned this year to start is not what's happening right now. So I think the biggest lesson I learned is just kind of go with the flow
relax
sometimes.
Relax a little bit.
Relax, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Nice one. And you, Bianca, so what's been the hardest situation you've had to navigate through in terms of your relationships or friendships? Probably this year. Should we fix it this year?
Yeah.
Just this year, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like this year, it's been quite easy going to my friendships. I would say, which I spoke about in one of the episodes already, was losing a friend because of the way they were like treating me when my mum passed away.
Yeah.
That was very mad because they were a part of my like family, like my family knew them, best friends since year 7. So it was very mad to like, think like, oh, raw, like this is very mad what's happened to me. My mom's gone, etc. Just to see how they were reacting to the situation and kind of like making my life harder instead of helping to make my life easier at a time where life was very just, it was just a lot was going on. So I think that was probably the hardest thing to navigate and being okay with letting things go, if that makes sense. So I would say that I could go into a whole situation probably out of time. So I would just, yeah, I would say that was the hardest thing. And I think the biggest lesson I learned is that like, don't hold on to things just because of history or time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to do what's best for your own peace and your own
period.
Your own mental health. So yeah, that's me.
Nice. And a final question for myself. What's been my biggest insecurity this year and how have I dealt with it? So I'm sure all of you saw one of the CIAP stories when I spoke about my skin and how during lockdown around April, May, I had a really scary breakout. I really feel like someone wished that upon me because it was not normal. It came out of nowhere. Like, it was really scary. But yeah, so I would say how I've dealt with that. As soon as I was honest with myself and I was just open about how it made me feel and I felt free, like it almost felt like a burden was lifted off my shoulder. And now, even if I do have a breakout one day, I don't really care about it. I don't let it have so much control and power over me like it did during lockdown. It was really bad to the point where I wouldn't take pictures. I wouldn't even want to FaceTime anyone because I'd just be like, no, I don't want no one to see me. But yeah, I would just say I stopped letting it have control over me. And that's how I
feel. So good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to round up now, guys.
So
thank you so much for joining us. Just quickly before we go, favorite moment of season 2? Jen?
Season 2. Favorite moment, I think definitely when we had this will be my favorite episode, the homeowner.
I was gonna say that
was my favorite one.
Jade Van Miel's amazing.
I would say favorite moment, there's a couple. One is I liked I Don't Trust Black Businesses episode. That one was good, but the one about I waited to do well, but just not better than me. That was one of my favorite episodes.
I think that triggered a lot of people.
I loved that episode. Favorite moments. Also, I would say because we had the event during season 2, obviously the Boss Girl brunch event. Moments again, the fact that we got nominated for the podcast of the year. Yeah. That's another moment as well. So yeah, I'll say those things.
Yeah.
And me being back here with the girls as well, from Ghana.
That was going to be one of my favorite moments. So reuniting with Bianca. Another favorite moment is when we had Untitled podcast on.
I liked that
vibe. I love that conversation. They were also our first male guests. So yeah, that favorite episode, probably the home ownership, just because I genuinely, you know, when you actually learn from your own podcast episode, like I really do re-listen to it often.
Yeah.
Another favorite moment, definitely when we got nominated and the event, but overall, just being back, thriving and being noticed is really warmed my heart this season. Yeah, definitely. 100%. That's been the biggest difference between season one and two. 100%. The fact that now I can see that, you know, our work is actually speaking for us.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, thanks for joining us for this bonus episode. And we will see you season three
in a few more months. Love you guys. Bye. Oh, wait. Before you leave, remember to leave a review
on Apple Podcast.
Thank you.
All right, bye.